This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Sandy McGee, Gallery Director for Umpqua Valley Arts. Sandy, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Doing all right. I've not seen you in person in quite a while. I actually saw you driving down Harvard, going through the parking lot of UVA last week. And I just looked over there and went, oh, there's somebody else I haven't seen for a while. It's odd times that we're in, and particularly challenging when you have an art facility and art gallery that for now remains shuttered. And yet you guys on the staff and your board of directors, folks that help you out, have been getting really creative about some of the things you're offering. Talk about what's going on.
Yes, Kyle. Hi, I've missed you. Yes, I saw you too walking around. I love that you get exercise, and definitely around the Fir Grove Park area where we are. And, you know, Kyle, it's been amazing. Really, when our doors shut, I think we were really worried that we wouldn't be able to serve our community through arts and culture. And what happened was we have just such an amazing team, board, and staff, and everybody really got together and said, hey, how can we still bring arts and culture to our community? How can we uplift our community? And it was really obvious that social media was the place that everybody was going. And we had a social media presence, but we never did put art lessons or, you know, artist talks, those kinds of things on Facebook because, you know, we did everything in person. And suddenly the sort of door opened up for us to bring the programming that we do at the Art Center, you know, to Douglas County and beyond through the internet. So it's been truly wonderful. Even in these challenging times, we've been working together. We've been putting out emergency art kits for kids. So all the kids that have been have had something to do and have had art lessons and ways to work together with their parents or even independently to give their parents a break to make something that they feel proud of.
You have an art gallery that none of us can come see right now, but yet you've been able to even do some things with showing folks what's on display.
Absolutely, Kyle. When we got the shelter in place orders, we were intaking artwork for the All Schools of Douglas County exhibit that we do. It's a biennial exhibit. We basically collect work from all of the different public schools, grade school through high school, and the building is filled with art. So when the shelter in place orders came down, we were in the middle of intaking that artwork. So we only got about a half, if not a little bit less, of the work that was supposed to be in the galleries. A lot of the teachers were shut out of their classrooms, so they couldn't bring the work in. And we decided that we would put the show up anyway, that we would do a virtual tour, and that the kids would be able to see their work, of the work that we did receive, they would see their work in a gallery space. We wanted them to have that experience, and we wanted the community to be able to see the hard work that our youth and our community is doing in their schools and the incredible teachers that are carrying out these projects. So we did. We put up the shows. We had the Culture is Prevention show that went up in the student gallery. So it was work from all of the youth, and that was really special. We did a virtual tour of that, and we did an interview with Darlene Chapman and Jennifer Bryant and Amber Lomascola of Cal Creek. And it's just been amazing. It's been beautiful, and we've had an incredible response on social media. People are appreciative, and they're loving the videos that we're putting out. So art continues to happen. The show goes on, Kyle.
So what has been going on this week in particular?
So this week in particular, we have a very special art kit that's going to be going out tomorrow. So we really want to point people to our Facebook page. Tonight we'll put out a post. Normally tonight, technical glitches aside, we plan on putting out a post tonight so that people can see what they're going to be getting in their art kits. And then tomorrow at 3:00, we have the video that goes up on Facebook that will be the art lesson corresponding with the art kit that kids can pick up tomorrow at UVA from noon until about 4:00.
And how have this been received so far with kids getting that opportunity?
You know, Kyle, it's been such a beautiful thing to walk. You know, we haven't seen anybody. Our doors have been closed. So on art kit days, I have to tell you, in some ways, that this was a selfish project. We miss our community. We miss our kids. We miss seeing people in the park, in the building. And so when the ARC kits go out there at noon, I'm telling you, the parking lot starts to fill up, and we have a line down along the side of the soccer fields of parents and children just waiting to pick up their ARC kits. The first day we did this, we gave out about 50 ARC kits in the first 5 minutes.
Wow.
So it's been really popular. People need these kinds of projects, especially during times like these. It's very stressful, Kyle. And so, you know, the kids are at home and the parents are parenting full time, plus trying to work, or maybe they're out of work. And they just need something out of the ordinary that they can do with their kids that's free and that will bring them joy.
It's been interesting to watch what you've done at UVA. And also, I've looked around at other places around Oregon and beyond in different levels of the arts, with people putting out virtual shows or musicians doing virtual concerts. I watched a clip from one of those this morning. People are getting really creative because they don't want to just sit around and stare at the wall.
Yeah. Hey, and also, you know, when this first happened and quarantine went into place and we started doing all the virtual stuff, I just thought to myself, hey, artists are built for this. We're trained for this. We get creative. When something happens and we can't do the usual thing, we really know how to open up some other doors to be creative, to find other avenues to express ourselves. And that's really what you're seeing, Kyle. It's been so amazing. I've seen a lot of the stuff that's coming out on social media, and a lot of the arts organizations, we're looking at each other and looking to each other also to see what we're doing, what we can do, and really sharing ideas. I mean, it's been a time of partnership, which I think usually when it's a usual time, everybody's sort of really working hard in their own lane. But because we really had to look outside of ourselves during the pandemic, we've really connected with people all over the region.
What do you have planned in the next week or so?
Well, this is really exciting. You know, we're planning for a slow reopening process. As you know, the 15th, the governor has said that certain places can open up. The Arts Center is going to be carefully putting together the guidelines and making sure people stay safe. I do look forward to an opening soon. And so there are a couple of shows, Kyle, that I am getting installed this week for when that does happen. We will still do the virtual tour, but eventually we will open our doors to the public, and we want to have some art in that building for people to see. So we're really working on that.
Wow, a lot of things going on, very interesting times, getting creative at Umpqua Valley Arts. Sandy McGee, the gallery director, anything else folks should know?
Hey, we just invite you guys to check our Facebook page and do some of those free art lessons. They're really for kids and adults. And we just miss all of you guys. We can't wait when our doors open. We just invite everybody to safely come and spend some time at the Art Center.
All right, Sandy, thanks for being on this morning.
Yes, thanks, Kyle. Thanks so much.
8:39 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.